Through it all, we have been supported by the most passionate fan base in the country. These great fans deserve teams that make them proud. It will not be easy, but we will succeed.
Remember the past, but look forward and don't look back.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is Three and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride.
It starts with everybody that touches the University of Tennessee.
And that'll do it. Tennessee is going to snap their 11-game conference losing streak.
We got to get better. And everybody, do your job, and it's that simple.
And it is over, and number one goes down. Tennessee comes back to knock off the unbeaten Zags, 76-73.
I'm going to tell you what my expectations are. My expectations is to win every game we play.
I want 100% locked in. You got it?
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your fans behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Welcome into the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios Fan Run Radio. It's an NIT Friday, folks. We got it right here. Round three, Friday.
The NIT, not we don't got it.
We got the NIT.
Right. But if you say we got it, people immediately assume.
Oh.
No. COVID-19.
Well, it's the NIT. We're in it.
To win it.
Round three. Clemson. Tennessee.
The decent eight. The halfway good eight.
Are any of you convinced you're a carrier? You just aren't showing any symptoms?
Definitely.
The more people I talk to, the more I think like half of my world's already.
No, I tweeted about that. Shawnee was listening to the podcast. Yeah. She said, I'm 90% sure I had this thing back in February. Or maybe it was November.
Our neighbor said they're pretty sure their son had it. He had to miss one of his soccer tournaments or something. Spiking fever and thought he's going to get pneumonia and all this stuff. This was months ago. But that would be good news, though.
I don't think I had it.
In fact, there's a lot of good news out there. It just makes people more angry, which is funny. You would think that
people say they might have already had it, that makes people angry?
No, when people come out and say, hey, these projections were wrong, it's not going to be as bad as those projections, you'd think everybody would like be throwing parties, all the life and death people especially.
Well, that's not smart to throw a party right now, Nate.
Well, you can have a party that one guy, as long as you're
socially distancing. Guy passed away after throwing a coronavirus party.
Well, that was kind of dumb.
It reminded me of the people in Independence Day who go to the roof when the aliens get there, like, what up, aliens? It's like, yeah, you did it to yourself. Shouldn't have gone to a big meeting place. Should have gathered in public in mass numbers.
But nah, people should be celebrating the fact that it looks like it's not as doom and gloom as some predicted. And, I mean, at this point, that's a fact. If some people want to continue to argue against it, then, at some point, you're just being delusional. You're kind of just playing into it. But, I mean, the word from most doctors now, even ones that were very extreme with their projections on the front end, have... I think Dr. Burks put it best when she said a lot of these projections don't match the reality on the ground. And we talked about on 3 and Out a lot. You just need more data, and that'll let you know. Is it worse than we thought? Better than we thought? Is what we're doing making a difference? And even it didn't get much traffic, but the New York mayor basically said quarantining everyone at once, probably not the right call. Imagine that.
Wait, that was the mayor who said that?
Mm-hmm.
De Blasio?
No, Cuomo.
That's the governor.
Governor. Yeah.
Sorry, yeah.
They got two mayors and a governor. It's confusing sometimes.
Yeah, well, that's what Right. Well, we have that. I mean, you know.
Andrew's the governor, right? And Chris is the talk show host?
Wait, what?
Yeah, like correct. On CNN. Yeah, yeah. Chris Cuomo.
Chris Cuomo,
brother.
Yeah, he's the a host. It's funny when they go, when Andrew goes on his show, because he's like, Mom said you need to call her. No, she didn't. She didn't say that. I did call her. That's not what she said. No, I did call her. She said I was her favorite son. Did you see that clip?
Yeah. What was weird is I tried to find that quote like in other places because it's from a press conference. It's actually not just like one quote. It's like paragraphs of
Which
quotes,
quote?
Where he said that might not have been the best thing to do, quarantine all of our old people with our young people all at once.
Mm.
And he said we now need to dovetail how to continue to take precautions with getting people back to work.
Get back to work.
And there were like three paragraphs of this. And I couldn't find it other places, so naturally I was like, I wonder. I hope this isn't fake. Like, I don't keep track of all these, you know, crazy sources that are on the way out on the right, way out on the left. You know what I mean?
Did you just cough?
No, it's allergy season, man.
Perfect timing for the virus to go undetected.
True, true. Hopefully the warm weather though.
No, I'm kidding. I mowed the yard yesterday and weed eated. It was a busy day at the Chris household.
But anyway, then so one of my, you know, one of our loyal listener followers, Vol fan, was like, hey, I think this might be fake. And I was like, well, let me check again. So I go, there's video of the press conference. I mean, it looks like a press conference.
Mm.
He says those words verbatim. I'm like, okay, well, it might be a deep fake. Davey Hudson has got me up to date on the deep fakes, how they dub voices over, make it look like somebody said something they didn't say. And I'm like, this does not seem like the type of source that would go all out of their way to make these quotes, which aren't that, wouldn't be that crazy anyway, into a deep fake. So I don't know if other media people just don't want to run with that or...
No, it doesn't fit their narrative.
But, I mean, unless somebody has completely deep faked an entire press conference, that's what he said. So there you go. It should be good. I mean, the fact that the guy in the UK says, hey, my number's now... look a whole lot better. I mean, like, one-tenth better. No, a lot more than that. It was 500,000 down to 20,000. So, I mean, like, that, everyone should be, that should give you hope. That should give you, you know, some light at the end of the tunnel, I feel like. So I'm excited. We got Friday. We got NIT basketball.
He's excited about
it. We got Sweet 16 results from last night.
It's like 80 degrees today if you live in the greater Knoxville area.
Oh, it's going to be gorgeous.
It's hot, really. Baby.
Yeah, it's a little hot. I'm going to start complaining about
it. I'm still recovering from my last sunburn.
It happens. You got to take precaution.
Mm.
Told you, man, sun's more dangerous this time of year because you don't get hot. You just feel good. Zip.
Yeah, I felt dumb looking in the mirror because...
Is that every day?
Just some days. I was covered halfway by the dock, and so, like, my head was in the shade. Naturally, I was like, I'm not in the sun. And my entire right half of the body didn't have the shirt on. Got burnt.
Mm. You will overcome. I got faith in you. Just thought you should know that.
I'm peeling right now.
I didn't know you were going to lead with the coronavirus update. I would have teased it.
No, that was just a smidge.
I didn't have time to get the news and notes music ready.
I don't have the numbers ready to go. We are number one now though in confirmed cases. So
damn right.
That's one way to look at it. Yep.
I don't think confirmed.
We are number one in confirmed cases.
I think it's funny when somebody was saying like, somebody said, "Well,
fire up the queen if you don't mind."
Somebody said it's good that our... It basically was pointing out it's good that our death rate isn't like Italy's, because that was the big fear, right?
Of course.
If our population, which is much larger, obviously, goes the route of Italy, like, things are going to be, you know, just incredibly awful. And at this point, we've passed Italy in confirmed cases, but the death rate is, you know, 1/7, 1/8 what it is there, which is great news for us. Somebody was like, no, the deaths will come. It's like... I don't think you understand how math works. Like,
I mean, there will be more to that,
right?
To that point,
people
but
will continue to die. Like,
yes,
that's just a fact of life.
That is true, and they'll continue to die from the coronavirus. But like, it's not. It's once you hit the same amount of confirmed cases, that's in a way.
Did we do
apples.
It faster than anyone else?
Well, they kept saying we're 2 weeks behind Italy. I feel like it's been.
And now we've passed them?
2 weeks since then.
Not only are we about, we're faster, too.
I mean, New York City's curve did not flatten.
I mean, we've tested more people than anybody. That's the number one variable on how many confirmed cases you have. How many people have you tested? And how many people live in your country? We obviously lead on the latter by a huge margin.
Naturally, yes.
I understand this is serious, but there are some people that they can get out of work if somebody in their room is waiting on a test, or that lives in their house is waiting on a test. You think we got more people just wanting to go out and actually get tested? Just so they're like, I don't have to go to work.
I don't know. In Knox County now, you can apparently get tested. You don't have to have any symptoms or anything. Just roll up and get a test. It's free.
It is free?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Where's that?
UT Medical.
Oh. Mm. Good for them.
So, I mean, we have more people in our country than I think everybody in the list except for China and China's numbers. I think we all can agree at this point, no matter if you're an alien, a human, like any differences you have. I think
we anywhere in between.
You're right. I think we can all agree that China lied. I think that's fair about their numbers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that was even still on the table as a possible lead.
Well, I think
possibly
we should
not.
Maybe just take them off the graph. Like, let's just not use China. Let's just not put it out there.
Do you think on This Week on Earth that we're kind of like people are rooting for us, or since we've kind of been on top for a while, they're kind of ready for
Americans,
someone else to take
specifically?
Yeah, someone else to kind of take over. Mm-hmm.
It's like my kids watch that Beastmaster show. It's kind of like American Ninja Warrior, but it's from different people with different countries, and so they develop kind of their favorites. Like, I really like this Brazil team. You know, they're always pulling for the Americans, but then they have their other people they like because maybe they relate better or have an interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
I bet we're like Duke. I bet people...
They loved us at first, and
yeah,
now...
I think World War II, I think we were the fan favorite. That was like 91, 92-ish Duke. Like the,
we took some punches there early. That's like the 89-90.
Right, right.
And then,
Bobby Hurley crying after UNLV beat his ass. But then we rose up, got revenge.
Got real good.
Yep.
Now they hate us.
Now I've been on top too long.
Well, you have to remember there's a rookie running the board now for
This Week on Earth.
Yeah.
That's why 2020 has been so crazy. They had to make a change.
So he could have been biased the whole time and hated America his whole life. Or its whole life. I don't know what they're called.
Like Philip Seymour Hoffman in Hunger Games. He comes in.
R.I.P.
Trying to shake it up.
Want a little more action. Maybe the bosses upstairs just said, hey, we got to have more drama here. We're getting
2020.
Yeah. Losing ratings. Cutting the cord.
In space?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or other galaxies, maybe not technically space, if they're on some type of planet.
If you missed This Week on Earth, just a quick summary. It's the aliens are...
It's how we entertain ourselves.
...are filming us, and the entire planet is on a reality show for the aliens up there.
Yeah, we're in a simulation.
Right. And they cause things to happen to us or not happen to us.
I wouldn't necessarily call it a simulation.
Yeah, they're just it's Truman Show.
Yeah, like we're really
but
experiencing
we're all
this.
Truman. No actors.
I mean, it kind of is. Okay.
Derek asked the question, so I'm going to go ahead and just put this out there. He asked, how far into Tiger King did I get last night? Is at least 4 episodes. It may have been 5. You two have homework this weekend.
I started.
You know you did.
Yeah, uh-huh. I didn't make it. I didn't quite finish the first episode.
That's a very Davy Hudson answer from you. Didn't get
I started
one.
Late.
How did you? Well, I guess the first episode's kind of slow.
I started late.
Yeah. I used to not fall asleep with the TV on, but now it pretty much. It's kind of cool because I got the setting to where after I fall asleep, the TV will just pretty much turn off after 30 minutes.
Mm.
Well, I was starting to fall asleep, and I figured I needed to just cut it off right there and then come back, not lose my spot.
It's probably smart. But
don't you, when you keep falling asleep,
buddy,
and you keep rewinding and you keep watching the same part
over
and
over. All I'll say to you
with Rounders the other night
is buckle up.
Okay.
Buckle up. You got 2 episodes in, you said?
No, I think I'm 3 in.
You buckle up.
Joe Exotic.
Just,
I can't even say his last name.
Man, who knew the underbelly of the Tiger Farm world was...
What was the stat the one lady gave the rescue
There's more
lady?
Tigers in captivity in the United States than there are in the wild in the world. Because we breed them so people can pay money to pet them, and then, tiger grew up. Now it's just, as they say in a later episode, it just becomes a bill. You just got to feed it. Mm. I guess you can charge admission. They can look at it, but everyone wants to pet a tiger.
Yeah. So. Yeah, the cub. I did remember the graphic where it was like, The red zone for like 2 weeks, and then like or whatever from like 4 weeks to 8 weeks is the only time you can like pet them.
Yeah,
that's their green money making zone, and then it's red for the rest of their life.
It was longer than that. I think it might have been 8 months. Like once they hit.
No, it was 6 months. You're right.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Because they obviously grow very very fast, and at that point they can take a finger off.
Mm-hmm.
Or an arm.
That was a full grown tiger.
That was yeah.
Don't and spoil it.
I think you've already been introduced to this character.
Nope.
Aren't you? Don't you get introduced to her in the first episode?
Maybe.
Might be second.
The lady sitting in like a junkyard in a chair?
They talk about her incident in the second.
No,
I think
she's not in the first.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, it's news. It's happened.
I'm just saying.
All right.
People got mad at us for talking Game of Thrones a couple weeks ago.
That was like a week ago.
Wait, what?
Well, it felt like a couple years ago.
I thought that was like Tuesday.
It probably was.
They got mad at us why?
Thursday last week.
That's right. They got mad at us why?
Because they were only on season three.
We're just trying to save them at this point. Don't get invested.
The show ended 2 years ago.
I know. Just saying.
So, like, sorry.
It ended last July.
Not last July. The July before last, wasn't it?
No.
Time is a flat circle.
No, because I
a very slow flat
the
circle.
Because the series finale was when I was coming back from Vegas. Oh, it was May then. I was coming back from Vegas was when the series finale aired.
Yeah, I had to watch like three seasons to catch up because I didn't want Thrones Thursday to ruin
your life.
Which it probably would have been better.
Did
just
you create
listening.
A burner account just to complain about the show?
No.
Okay. Would you go on record and say that?
I need to create some burner
accounts. Why would you need to create a burner account about it?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want us to know it was him.
I don't care.
That's good.
I have strong opinions. You guys rip me for my food takes and other stuff.
Another person who did the coronavirus challenge on TikTok is now in the hospital with coronavirus.
Good.
He licked a handrail on a New York subway.
Smart.
And, of course, contracted coronavirus. So there's that. It is NIT Friday. Clemson, Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
8 o'clock a.m. Eastern time, of course. What seed was Clemson, Billy? We're the four. We've already taken down number one seed, Purdue. Five seed. No, that was. No, who was the five seed? Who did we play in the first game?
Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
I think Clemson was...
State of Indiana ain't got nothing on us.
I'll verify.
Now we go to South Carolina.
They were three or six, right?
Yeah. They were the sixth seed.
Okay.
The graphic's going to show Clemson as the three seed. I can't do anything about that. But just know they were the six.
Why is the graphic going to do that?
I set it up to where Tennessee and Clemson would... play in the playoffs in hopes the crowd would be more lively.
Oh, cool. That's good.
Playoff NBA basketball. So much better than regular season. This is when Big Game Barnes needs to really shine.
I thought it would be more appropriate to have it in the playoffs to see if Barnes cracks under the pressure. To make it more realistic. Because this is sort of the playoffs for
basketball. It's a one-game playoff,
right? Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell's the matter with you?
No lies detected.
Well, there was the other team did like rest their best player for the end of the one game once Tennessee got up by a lot. You don't want that to happen.
That's a good point. I don't think it would have mattered.
Right.
But that's
Porter?
No, it's Hunter.
Hunter.
I say that wrong every time. I remember. I even went Hunter.
Yeah, Hunter. My hopes was in the playoffs that coaches would play their players until
completion.
Yeah, until they can't.
So are you saying we might have messed up the simulation against Purdue?
I don't think we messed it up. I
just got hot.
Got hot against Notre Dame for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 111 points. 33 assists, 3 turnovers. Not bad. Oh, I'm anxious to see how the boys come out firing today.
I'm excited about this one. Feels like it's getting real now.
That's because it's a South Carolina team and you love that.
Yeah, I mean, thing about Clemson. It is Purdue's a much better team than Clemson. So, I don't know. Clemson just kind of got hot the first two rounds.
Well, that's the thing about Clemson this year is they play better against better teams. They really, I guess you could say they play to their opponent's level. They're the true definition of that.
Who's their coach?
Oh, God.
Clemson's?
Yes.
Great question. I have no idea.
Probably should have studied up on the opponent last night.
That's
on me.
I can see his face, but I can't remember his name.
He's fairly young.
Brad Brownell. Yeah. Or no, Brownell. B-R-O, like Brown and then E-L-L. Brad.
Brunell. Brownell.
It's Brown. I mean,
Brownell. Brownell. That's not an easy name to say.
No.
I don't like it.
He was hired in 2010.
They've been there a minute.
Yeah.
But he's young?
He's
51.
Pretty young.
Yeah, young, you know.
He's from Evansville, Indiana. Kind of keep that theme going.
He's 3-4 in the NCAA tournament, 4-3 in the NIT.
All right.
There you go.
Good to know. Mm-hmm. Know your opponent.
I think he might have been at UNC Wilmington right before Buzz took over.
Okay. Good. Good stuff.
Well, obviously, it's Rick Barnes' old team. Years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The Clemson Tigers.
They play a pretty, a fairly small lineup. This should be a big game for Fulkerson and Pons.
I like it.
And Postage.
They do have a 7-footer.
So do we.
Never mind.
He doesn't start.
Nah. Can match up.
Sounds familiar. But can he step back and hit the 3 at 50% of a clip? I don't think so. Well, there is some actual sports news we should probably get to before the game starts.
Okay.
You know, just another couple of delays, postponements, couple of NFL news and notes, things. I'm really missing sports, guys.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm really missing them.
All right. We'll hit those.
Really miss the real sports.
We'll hit those next. Stick with us. It's an NIT Friday edition of 3 and Out. Welcome back into the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios, a fan-run radio. It's a game day, Houston, and that means it's brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union.
Join us now.
And you heard their spot right there in that break. I mean, rates are down. It's a good point in life to just, you got
the
time.
Buy low, sell high.
You got the time, you should probably just be reassessing everything.
A lot of time for self-reflection.
Yeah, everything. And no joke, the Knoxville TVA and Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union is doing a lot of cool stuff right now. They even have a bridge loan that you can get with 3 months, 0% interest.
Not bad.
90 days. And you can just do that to get through whatever, anything. So
3 months, good amount of time to kind of figure out where we're going to be at the end of this thing.
Well,
hopefully.
It's only 4% after that. So
pretty good.
I would suggest, before you put bills or something on a credit card waiting on, I mean, there's going to be a bridge even with some of the government money anyway that you're, a lot of people are going to be stuck with these kind of gaps. I hope that through the unemployment provisions and some of the other provisions in the government's putting into place and pushing back the tax deadline. If you owe, obviously you can kind of push that back. But there's going to be some bridges to cross, I feel like, in a lot of people's...
That's why they call it a bridge loan.
...personal finances. And this is just a great way to do it. It's not just a 3-month loan either. It can go up to, I think, 36 months But in the first 3 months, it's 0%. And then after that, it's 4%, which that's going to be a whole lot better than putting a lot of money on a credit card and then having to deal with those interest rates and all that kind of stuff. So go to tvacreditunion.com for all the details. All drive-through lanes are open with the staff ready to assist you. And you can do that kind of stuff, you know, from the drive-through now, obviously, with kind of the current situation that we're in. It's the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union, the official credit union of 3 and Out. All right, you said we got some sports news.
Well, there's a little bit of breaking news to tidy up first.
All right.
United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson has tested positive for the new coronavirus. Doesn't care who you are, folks.
Nope.
Doesn't care where you live, how much money you have, what your affiliation is. Doesn't care.
It does care if you've licked a Subway thing or a toilet seat, though. That makes you a little more
likely. Yeah, did the girl on the airplane, did she get it?
The one who licked the toilet seat?
I actually think she did.
When I saw it, a guy that licked it, he was down.
Was it the same guy that licked the tub of ice cream? I got in trouble.
Can we throw him in prison?
I've got a lot of people I'd like to throw in prison.
I mean, we can release one if we need to. I mean, if we need
like
to,
this lady who walked around the grocery store in Pennsylvania. Do you see this one? She walked around a grocery store and coughed all over stuff and was screaming that she had the virus. They had to throw away $35,000 worth of groceries.
Did she even have it?
I don't think so. But she only did that to create a distraction so that she could steal a case of beer. Now she's in jail on $50,000 bail. Good.
What brand of beer was it?
I don't know.
Miller Lite.
If you're going to steal one, make it the good stuff, I guess. Just saying.
What an idiot.
Yeah, there's stupid, and then there's that special kind of stupid.
Right.
Yeah, she should go to jail. Just like those people who had it and flew back where they were going anyway and lied about having it, they should go to jail for a certain amount of time, depending on the severity of the case. Yesterday, though, a lot of people were hoping for it, but Bruce Arians has said that Antonio Brown to the Bucks will not happen. It's, quote, not a fit.
I don't think he's a fit with anybody.
I'm pretty sure he's on the commissioner's exempt list, so I don't even really know why Bruce Arians was being asked about this. I don't think any coach really has the ability to say, but please, we need Antonio Brown.
He was asked about it because Tom had Antonio for like 2 games in New England last year.
It's not like it's not Bruce's call. Like the commissioner's not going to allow Antonio Brown to play this year, probably ever again.
Reporters ask coaches a lot of dumb questions. Like
my only point is that it's a dumb question.
Who's your guy over? Is it in Germany?
Klopp?
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
Well, he just kept getting asked questions about coronavirus, and then he just kept burying the media outlets that would ask him that.
I appreciate that, though. He's like, I'm not a politician. I'm a football coach. No, I wear a baseball hat.
But what I'm saying is, like, he's getting asked dumb questions, too.
I don't think that's a dumb question. I'm not saying coaches should have to answer. I do think it's a global question. I don't think they have to have all the perfect answers for it. I don't have a problem. I liked his answer. Like, I'm glad they asked him the question so that he could say that. Like, I'm not going to sit here and talk about something I don't know about. I wish other coaches and famous people and so on and so forth would take a clue from Klopp, because most of them just try to sound like experts or look down from their ivory tower at the rest of us and say, well, if you would do this, we'd all be sitting. It just doesn't exactly work that way. I appreciate the transparency from Klopp saying, look, I coach football. Don't ask me about that. I don't know.
I feel like a lot of the college football coaches, Jeremy Pruitt included, had kind of said the right answer. Like, there's more important things than football. Here's what we're doing is how it relates to our team, and then we're letting the experts do the rest of it. We're doing
Saban
our part.
Saban said the same thing. Let's listen to the experts here. It might be overkill now, but at the end of this, better to have done too much than not enough. Now, I agree with that. But I do think if you're in...
It's affecting everybody.
Yeah, and I'm not – exactly. And I'm not – it'd be one thing if – what are your thoughts on the situation in the Middle East? You know, if you'd asked a coach that in the 90s or something, that's a little different. Yeah. Well, actually.
Mike Leach.
But asking a coach in this time especially, hey, obviously you're not practicing. Your team's not around. This is changing what you do. You've had a lot of free time lately. What are your thoughts on exactly what's going on? If a coach doesn't want to answer that, that's fine. But if he does have some thoughts, I'm okay to hear it. I'm not against – what was it one year they asked Nick Saban if he was going to vote? And he's like, when's the election? Like, tomorrow? He's like, oh, yeah, I knew that. Pfft. These guys are so zoned
in. I think it was Muschamp that just said no. I don't vote. I don't have time for that.
I'm busy watching film, smashing my head against clipboards and whatnot.
Yeah. So no Antonio Brown, huh?
No, it's very sad. Not really. I'm surprised he actually isn't in jail.
Let's get some help.
Let's see. Was there anything else? Dallas and Dak Prescott still working on some kind of a deal. Again, a lot of time right now to work on deals.
Did you hear what Ed Werder said, though?
No. About this?
About the contract. I'm pretty sure it was Ed.
I like Ed Werder. I like the mustache.
They have resumed the conversation on the contract negotiation. They're still far apart, but when it's all said and done, Dak Prescott will be the highest paid player in the NFL.
They're far apart, but that will be the end result?
That's
how can they be so far apart? I feel like if someone comes up to you and says, we're going to make you the highest paid player in the league, asking for any more than that is...
Dak's wanting $40 million a year.
You're Dak Prescott.
That's what I said. Like, where would you rank him at? I'm telling him peace, Dak. Yeah.
$40 million a year?
Yeah.
See, Dallas is in a unique situation, though, and not a lot of franchises can do this. They can give him money outside of the contract in ways that other franchises can't, just because Jerry Jones is...
Really put that in the contract.
No, I know you can't put it in the contract, but you can make sure he gets it contractually, just not the NFL contract. But he gets that. He's going to get a lot of that anyway. Dak Prescott? I'm not saying he's not a good quarterback. I mean, he's probably top.
Yeah, where would you put him? They did this on Talk Sports yesterday. I think it's fascinating. Gosh. It was weird because Cody realized that he loves all the black quarterbacks. Like, they all ranked higher for him. Those are the only ones he had ahead of him. I just went to my fantasy football page. Dak Prescott last year, second in the league.
Yeah, okay.
Was he really?
He was under the scoring. Guess who number one was?
Tannehill.
Nope.
Jackson?
Tannehill?
This was he had a good year.
He didn't play the whole season, though.
Yeah, this was I'll rerun it for averages.
Lamar Jackson? Okay.
Lamar Jackson.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, all the rushing yards.
Well, here's what Werder's tweet said. This was yesterday at around 2 p.m. A source on Cowboys negotiations with quarterback Dak Prescott wouldn't describe a contract resolution as close, but said discussions not contentious and Prescott will emerge as highest paid NFL player. The fact that the April 6th offseason start postponed is factor in that it eliminated team deadline.
All right, would you put Dak Prescott ahead of Patrick Mahomes?
Nope.
Drew Brees?
No.
It is a little hard with the older quarterbacks, especially if you're giving a new
It's harder,
contract.
But I mean, but Brees can still...
I've got him just outside the top 10.
Okay.
I just went through and said...
Cody had him at like 6. That was the highest. Cam had him more like 10, I think.
6?
I don't remember where John was basically kind of playing the game.
Okay.
Yeah, 6.
Cam had him higher than 6?
No, lower.
Okay, higher number.
Cody was the highest. Cody had Dak Prescott rated the highest out of the three guys on the show.
Okay.
They would read a name, and then Cody would say Dak. So, like, Aaron Rodgers, Dak. Matthew Stafford, Dak.
I had Dak behind both those guys. As well as Aaron Rodgers, Lamar Jackson, Dak. Pat Mahomes.
Are we just saying, right now, currently?
And then my favorite part was when John goes, Dak Prescott. And Cody goes, I don't know how to answer this.
It's a trick question.
He was just going down the QBR rate list. Or
well, yeah, I mean, if you're doing like a 5-year projection or just this year, but I mean, if he signed a 4-year contract, like who would you rather have over the next 4 years?
Right, let's do that next four years.
That might change it because like Matt Ryan's getting older, Tom Brady's getting older. Like I'm not going to give those guys a big contract. So that's going to, in my opinion, that's probably going to
They were doing 1 year though because Cody put Brady was the first white quarterback that he put ahead of.
What does that matter?
I don't know. They made it a thing. It was just funny.
Well, he put
Cody kind of just
Brady over Rodgers. I mean, that's dumb.
Yeah, I think we're way down on Rodgers.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. But I mean, over the next 5 years,
it changes things. But like 1 year, taking Matt Stafford.
Even 1 year, he's gonna like I like Matt Stafford a lot. He was hurt last year, but he's been pretty good.
That was one of the ones Cam and John would take. They took Stafford. Cody took Dak.
Yeah, like, I'm going to take Stafford. If we're doing the one-year thing...
Four. I like four. Four years.
Well, that changes it.
All right.
You're
taking Jimmy G over him? 4 years?
I don't have enough. I don't have enough of a sample size of Jimmy G, but I do like Jimmy. I mean, he got him to a Super Bowl, so yeah. Like Jimmy G's, he's good.
I mean, you're taking.
I do think Dak Prescott has a high upside, and I don't know if it's coaching or whatever or talent around him.
We'll find out.
I do think he's a really good quarterback. I just don't know that he deserves to be the highest paid quarterback in the league. Like you can't make the playoffs. What year was this? Was this his third year?
He's got one win in the playoffs in his 4 years in Dallas.
This was his fourth season. And it's really been, like, when they've been really good, it's been the running game. Now, I also feel bad because he's put up, remember the beginning of last year, the stats he was putting up? He was on fire. And then Zeke gets back, they start running it a little bit more, and their defense was so, so, so bad.
He was fifth in points per game with this scoring system. Of course, that again, fantasy football. That's just straight stats. Tannehill, Davey, was ninth.
Does that count the couple of games where he got?
He's dinged a little bit for those, so probably would have been.
There's a playoffs gap. Into effect.
No playoffs. No, that actually stops at week. It doesn't count the last week of the season either. So he's right almost with Jameis Winston. So he would have moved ahead of him. Probably wouldn't have caught Russell Wilson. So he probably would have been eighth. You think that's about how good he is in the league? About the eighth best quarterback, or at least the way he played last year during that.
He's top 10, and I mean that's the thing. Like whenever I'm factoring in his situation, he never got first team reps during the offseason, and so having to just kind of come in. Like,
I did not put Tannehill ahead of Dak just because of sample size.
That's fair. Like I'll give you that.
What about Lamar Jackson? Have you seen enough?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, I have too.
I've seen enough of
you guys. Kind of killed me for saying he's better than Michael Vick, but
well,
I wasn't sure if you'd seen enough.
You said he was better, and it just felt like that was so, whoa, man,
early.
Whoa. But then you look at the stats, and he really was. He was unbelievable. Even against the Titans, he was really, really good.
I mean, I thought they did a good job of shutting him down for the most part.
Well, they kind of let him move the ball, but then just kind of bunkered in.
Also, I went back and watched it. They had the Ravens had 8 drops in that game.
Yeah,
that
was
8.
Bad.
And they were on the – like bad, bad drops. No, I'm in a Lamar Jackson. I remember laughing at everybody saying, oh, this guy can't play quarterback. I remember on this show we said, why are people saying that? The guy just won a Heisman. He's amazing. He can chuck it.
Because when he throws it, it looks funny. Like, if it gets there, it gets there.
Who cares? Phillip Rivers throws it funny.
I know.
A lot of guys throw it funny.
So Lamar Jackson, Mahomes, Stafford, Deshaun Watson,
mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson,
mm-hmm.
definitely
Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
That's 6.
I would argue that Russell Wilson's the second best quarterback in the league right now behind Patrick Mahomes.
I wouldn't immediately disagree with you. I might disagree slightly.
What about Wentz?
Really
Where
close.
Do you have Wentz? I feel like it's really tough. It's really easy right now to say Wentz is bad, but they had no receivers all year.
I don't want to say he's bad. His problem is he always seems to get hurt whenever it's kind of like.
He stayed mostly healthy last year. He just, all of his receivers were hurt. I think they were down to like their 6th and 7th receivers as the starters. They lost Ertz for a little bit.
You said Matt Ryan was debatable. Then there's.
For 1 year in Atlanta, I like Matt Ryan. For the next 4 years, obviously, I would take Dak.
Carson Wentz, Josh Allen, Tom Brady, Kirk Cousins.
See, Josh Allen's an interesting one, too. Again, not a lot of sample size, but he did some really good things. He also made some bonehead mistakes, especially in the playoffs. But that's a young player. You expect to see that. Also, he got them to the playoffs as a rookie in Buffalo.
I think I have Dak ahead of kind of that group. We're kind of right in there.
My biggest thing with Dak, too, is he's got one of the best offensive lines and the best running back, or second best running back in the league.
I think I basically agree with John and Cam and not Cody. Like, and you, top 10-ish.
I've got him, for me, right outside the top 10, and that's not –
I would have Garoppolo ahead. He's the one guy down here that I would actually move up. But I still want Dak Prescott Daniel Jones or Kyler Murray.
See, he's ahead of Kyler Murray for me, but I am very interested to see, because of the system fit with Kingsbury and Kyler Murray, what kind of a jump can he make in years 2 and 3?
Dallas is going to do the same thing that they did a couple of years ago, and they're going to screw themselves to where their defense is going to continue to suck because they've already paid Ezekiel Elliott. They gave Amari Cooper like a 5-year, $100 million deal.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're going to pay Dak. It's going to happen. Like he will be with the Cowboys, and he's going to be the highest paid NFL player. So when you have those three guys taking up such a huge portion of your salary cap, you're not going to be able to spend money elsewhere on the defense, which is what they desperately need help at, and they're going to continue to suck.
It's crazy how going down this list, even though there's 32 teams, I feel good about maybe 20 quarterbacks, maybe 22 quarterbacks. Like, it's
what do you,
nuts.
Like, feel good? Like, if they
like
were
if
your
that
quarterback?
Was my guy this year, I wouldn't be freaking out about it.
I'd say that's about right.
So, it's pretty nuts. When we come back, final segment, hour one, we'll have Billy's Sweet 16 simulation recap from last night. We'll get you set for Tennessee and Clemson coming up in the NIT third round matchup at 8.
But you felt like you were setting up to tease something. But in the next segment.
No, that's what we're doing in the next segment.
Sorry, that was. This is a reverse
but
tease.
If you have any other, you know, news you want to...
Now I got to find something really interesting.
Hit on, we can do that too.
Got it. You only have one arm.
Welcome back in, hour number one, Friday edition. We got basketball for you. That crowd's already lit.
Pixelated cartoon basketball.
Pre-game, just...
But actually, if you watch it on a small screen, you can almost convince yourself that you're watching a real game.
Mm-hmm. If you edit some of the screenshots, like the Eve Pons putback dunk that he had, and you...
soften it a little bit.
And gray it out, mm-hmm. It looks like they're really playing out there.
There you go.
Can you do a one shining moment from our NIT run?
I thought about doing that.
Can you save replays to your Xbox?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I'm going to start doing it. So you'll see it flash up. All I have to do is like pause it real quick, hit X, and then unpause it and play the game. And that will save all the highlights that we want to save.
Like it saves like what, the previous 30 seconds?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Muy caliente.
So we can have another one shining moment.
Good.
They won't be frozen in time anymore. They will have finished their season.
There might be some still shots in there. It's a frozen in time joke.
I got it. Thanks. Okay. So last night in the big dance, Billy, what went down?
Just incredible.
Billy,
dance.
Do you have my bracket? It's in the drawer.
Yep, it's out there.
He
where
gave
I put
it to
it?
You to take a picture the other day.
Did yeah, you took a picture.
I did take a picture.
Yeah.
One moment, please. I must. I got to get my.
I think you can talk while you pull that up. Probably work.
In game one.
I forgot to take a picture.
Oh, my gosh.
Serious? What an idiot.
In game one, you had the 8 seed.
How did I do that?
Greg Schiano's versus 5 seed Butler Bulldogs.
Oh, we need to talk about that, by the way, today at some point.
Butler,
yes, we do.
The Penn State junk.
Butler did pull that out. Onto the Elite Eight as a 5 seed. Pretty impressive. Baylor got knocked out, didn't have to play the 1 seed. Moving to the West, Creighton Blue Jays beat the 11 seed Xavier Musketeers. You had to know that was going to come to an
end.
So
this is the
point.
You're setting up the Elite Eight?
Yeah.
Can you give me the two teams that you already gave me?
Butler and Creighton, Elite Eight.
Okay.
Moving over to the South.
Is that top right?
Top right, San Diego State, the 2 seed, did not have enough to get past 6 seed Iowa, 71-66. Luca Garza.
My South region is bleep.
I hope he comes back. I mean, I just want to
I know
see
who you're
that.
Talking about, but yeah, me too.
Well, he's one of the best basketball players in, or college
this is
basketball
why we
players.
Needed the tournament.
Yes, I needed it to see these guys. Like Ja Morant when he blew up.
I think a lot of folks are going to fall in love with the way Creighton plays next season. It's like a less athletic old Bruce Pearl team. They just shoot threes all the time.
Hmm.
And they make a lot of threes. And in the nightcap, last game, Gonzaga beat Kentucky by 1 point, 66-65 to move on to the Elite Eight.
Meow.
If you haven't been paying attention to Mark Few, I mean, his tournament resume is just incredible.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've been paying attention. That's why he's my national champ.
Here's his.
It's going to be a very interesting scoring down the stretch.
Here's his last 6 NCAA tournaments. So far this year, Elite Eight. Last year, Elite Eight. Sweet 16, runner up. Sweet 16, Elite Eight.
He always gets to the tournament very healthy because their schedule is usually front loaded. they walk through the conference.
Okay, that's not entirely true.
No, but you gotta, I'm just saying they're healthy. I'm not saying it's cheating. I'm just saying they're healthy when they get to the tournament, and he's a good coach too.
Davey brought that up last week. Does Gonzaga play any teams, like power six teams? And
I said yes. I said it's front-loaded. They usually do in the preseason.
But they got BYU and St. Mary's.
But you can look at the flip side.
Historically, those two teams are not great.
He's very good at flipping the switch back on when they play big-time competition.
I'm giving him credit. I'm just saying they're usually very healthy and not worn down.
I feel like a lot of coaches would – their teams would kind of choke when they play the first good team they get to in the tournament.
Yeah, they
don't
play
a good
team
in 2 months.
Why did you think that was a negative? I'm not trying to – I picked him to win the title. Why do you think I'm anti-Mark Few?
It just sounded like a negative thing.
You, of all people, don't get to tell people what negative sounds like.
I should know negative.
You're Barnes bashing Billy. You hate Knoxville. Like, do we need to rehash all your stuff?
I don't hate.
Do you want me to put your business in the street?
I don't hate Knoxville.
Yeah, you said that so convincingly. I don't hate Knoxville.
So what matchups do we have tonight on the docket?
This
weekend we'll have punch tickets to the Final Four.
There's a bunch of.
Are you simulating over the weekend?
Of course he is.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. There's a bunch of big
games. There's a lot of show topics and content that we could maybe save for Monday. That's all I'm saying.
We'll be able to talk about it Monday.
You have to do it real life, though.
This is real
life.
You
have to?
Yeah.
Simulation.
Right.
It has to be real life.
It does.
Yeah. Do you see the flaw in your logic there? That the fake thing that is not real life has to be real life?
But it's not happening in real life. This is its replacement. This is like the replacement player. It has to at least try to be.
It gives something for people to look forward to.
We're playing an NIT game at 8 a.m.
Right.
And that's real life.
It's as close as we got.
Mm-hmm.
Game one, BYU, Florida State.
I'm not always right, but I'm never
wrong. I would love it if Tennessee played college football games at 8 a.m. or at 7
a.m. I would love it if
we just sit here and watch them together.
On starting Thursday of the NCAA tournament, they would do that. Like, just go ahead and start it at 8 a.m. That way every team gets their 2 hours basically by themselves.
I think that would
maybe not quite the full 2 hours. But, sometimes there's four games on at once, and it's like, oh, which one do I watch? Mm-hmm. It'd be nice. There's a little bit more space between.
Kansas, Wisconsin, Duke, Villanova, and Dayton, Auburn, Bruce.
There you go again.
NIT time next, though. It's Tennessee. It's Clemson. Stay right here on 3 and Out.
You should have put us in the tournament.